It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Great sting, honeybee. What's happening, Dr. Maria Walls?
Well, this morning we're looking at Becoming Bond.
Are we?
Yeah. You and I, we're going to like transform into James Bond. No, this is actually this is a story of an Australian who became James Bond. He was kind of like a primary school dropout, and it's because he had this, you know, kidney disease as a child, and he was supposed to die.
Kick him out, then.
You know, all this stuff. So he thought that he should just try and live his life however he wanted to when he was a kid, and he made all these fierce decisions, slacked off at school, you know, went and had all kinds of sexual exploits with local girls who were much older than him. And
hey, do you want to make out? I've got a bung kidney.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that how it works?
Pity pashes.
Yeah.
What'd you call it? Pity pash. I've never heard of such a thing till then, but I suppose when you've lived it, I guess.
Never.
Well, it's actually quite appropriate to lower the tone for this one because it stars George Lazenby.
George Lazenby. Thought he had a bung kidney.
Yeah, he did. And it's
so. Is this a doco or is it kind of a
confused doco/biopic?
Okay.
With some recreations which don't really match.
It seems to be the fashion of the day, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. However, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. In this case, maybe it doesn't. So,
good.
This unknown school dropout called George Lazenby became a car salesman in Australia. For this really hot young woman who was from a good family in Australia, which seems ironic.
Hey now.
And they don't think he's good enough because he's a car salesman. So she goes to London. He follows her. He picks up a second career as a male model in London.
Oh, yeah.
Then sort of stumbles his way into
Swinging 60s, I guess.
That's right, 1969, yeah. In fact.
Quite a time to be a male model, I guess.
It would have been.
Free-thinking time.
Yeah.
Open-minded time.
Yeah, there's more of that to follow.
Yep.
He manages to get hold of a suit that Sean Connery had ordered but never collected, goes for an audition, gets the role of James Bond. He's never acted before in his life.
Yeah, are you joking? This is the true story.
This is the true story.
I did not know that was the case.
The mythology of it is that he fibbed quite a lot, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a big fibber.
Australian.
He's a big con. Yeah.
He's the narrator of this film. He's 77 years old. He's still got this kind of lovely presence. It's awesome.
So he's still conning. He's telling his life story.
You can just tell him sort of, you know, you can hear him ramping it up.
Yeah.
And at one point, actually, the director,
I love docos like that. That's great.
Isn't he the only actor who's only played Bond once?
Correct. Mm. He was offered like a multi-million-dollar contract plus, you know, like the next series of Bond films, and he turned it down because it was too constrictive. However,
they didn't want him back after the first one anyway. They were like, "Oh God, really?"
Well, yeah, no, he's quite you know, he's quite controversial as Bond, of course. And after Sean Connery, when they realised they weren't getting him back, the makers of Bond, the Bond franchise, effectively, they decided to really ramp it up on the screenplay. And so, on Her Majesty's Secret Service is one of the best Bond films because they put so much extra effort into it. And then this male model / car salesman / Aussie guy comes along.
Who stole Sean Connery's suit.
With a suit, and he takes over, and he's actually not that bad in it. But because he turned it down and slept with all the cast, etc.
Lol.
Didn't they all sleep with the cast, isn't that?
Well, it's just basically what was expected.
Yes, but you can't let it get in the way of your professionalism, Mikey.
See, someone like Roger Moore, he would have been the next one, wouldn't he? After that, Lazenby, right?
Oh, as a whole, yeah, it could be.
Yep.
I was quite fascinated with this when I was a lot younger. Didn't he lie and say he had a scuba diving certificate and he was an Olympic skier and all this stuff?
Yes, he did, and he embellished the truth, and he still is embellishing the truth.
I think anyone with a decent CV is embellishing the truth.
What is it? Humans lie about everything, you know, like if you actually measure it over a day, the types of food that we eat, the quantities, the, you know, the people, you know, that we tell everything to it's all lies. It's all fictional.
Is it, Maria?
Good morning. Yes.
It's all perceptional. Yeah, except
Rob.
Except for Rob Bollocks, who's always telling exactly the truth at all times.
Well, at all times.
This film is weirdly put together, though. It's got chapter titles, which are terrible puns on Bond stuff. So
But Bond people are.
I went
to a Bond movie with my mum once, and I can't remember which one it was. It was a bit like we sat there, and it was the one that Duran Duran did the theme to.
View to a Kill,
that's right. And we went there, my mum, my brother, and I went, a family movie, you know. And my mum's such a. All these things happen, my mum goes, oh. And you go, shush. And she's just like, as if that had happened. that's stupid.
I love that mums at the movies.
That doesn't happen. really? He's still alive.
So she was wanting truth.
Well, no, I don't know. She just thought it was all a bit far-fetched, I think, which is fair enough.
Stretching it a bit.
It was funny. I remember it very clearly.
Taking your mum to Bond films.
Scoffing away there. Just in disbelief. But because it is a pretty stupid movies, really, Bond stuff.
Yeah, they are just a franchise. Yeah. I mean, you know, like people are talking about the new Blade Runner at the moment. And, yeah, there's a lot of love-hate about it, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, Mikey pulled up an article the other day that said it's considered a bomb in some circles.
Yeah, I've heard people saying that they fell asleep during it. But, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
It is very long. It's over 2 hours.
I've heard amazing things about the sound.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
My ears are so perfect that I just want to.
I have a crummy attention span, but I didn't notice that it was over 2 hours.
I guess the idea, though, is that it's almost become like a brand in itself. You know, I mean, I know it's a storyline that's, you know, been regurgitated, but Bond is effectively a franchise. Maybe Blade Runner
and the difference is Blade Runner, there's two movies, Bond, there's 307.
Yeah.
You know, the same old crud.
Yeah. In fact, one of the chapter titles in this film is...
Same old crud?
Single 07.
Yeah.
That introduces a new part of this film. See, this is the problem with this film. I mean, it's a fantastic topic. George Lazenby himself is a talent.
I think you might have a bit of a crush on him, though.
Me?
Yeah. I used to be going on about these.
He's got a bun chin, eh?
Oh, yeah, well, so have I. So.
You do not have it! You've got a cleft.
Good one,
cleft.
Sarah.
I've got a cleft chin.
Sarah. You've got a cleft.
He's got a bun chin. It goes all the way back into the skull. So, you know, like somebody who has a cleft chin, if they were, you know, to die and... Which
seriously?
Well, yeah, it's in the skull.
What sort of chin do I have?
His is quite extreme.
Yeah,
which is why he was cast. Maybe I have a chance
massive.
As Bond as well.
Chin.
Yeah, I do.
Clutch cargo
money.
Chin.
Pass.
Clutch cargo chin. Yeah, so,
what about Rob? Is it your chin?
Chinless.
Oh, you've got a wee sort of one of those wee Punch and Judy chins.
Thanks, man.
This is all gone rather
somebody
ad hominem.
Somebody needs to offend me now, and then it's even Stevens.
You have a bit of chin.
Yeah, I am a bit chinless.
Chinless
one.
A couple of dimples here I haven't noticed before. As you were trying to poke your chin out, your dimples showed up.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So there you are. That's the lazy Susan of chins swirling around in the breakfast show this morning. Let's get back to what we're talking about.
So a lot of people are, you know, some people call... on Her Majesty's, I can't seem to get that out this morning, Secret Service, the best Bond film. I mean, it did star Diana Rigg too, who's freaking
aye
awesome.
Aye.
But we don't actually get to experience much of that until an hour into the film, which is
good
also
on you, though.
So this is a great story, but I think it's quite poorly directed. However, seeing George Lazenby, listen to him go on and on, and he is TMI, like he's too much. He gives way too many graphic details away about his own life, you know, which is... somehow quite endearing, you know.
Sounds kind of fascinating, if not batty.
Batty, yep, that's right. And then it's lined up with these kind of incongruous kind of recreations of his life, which don't match. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the film could be cut in half.
It's like there's a great musical documentary about Ginger Baker called Mr. Baker, I think it is. Have you seen that one?
Is it when he's in Africa?
Yeah, and it starts off with him giving the director a blood nose.
He's great, angry.
But that sounds like it might be the same sort of thing. That was a great documentary.
That's a great actually.
Yeah.
It is interesting though with franchises and brands. You know, like how far away do they get from the original before they become a completely different animal?
True. Something to think about. All right, Maria, we've got that to give away.
We do. We have a copy of Becoming Bond on DVD to give away. Thanks to Madman.
All right. Someone just needs to ring up 309-3879 and sing us the the little ditty that goes with James Bond. All right. Know what I mean? You know what I mean, eh?
I know what you mean.
All right, so 309-3879 to win that DVD. Show you're a Bond fan. Good morning.
Morning, Mikey. Morning. What do you want the theme to? What? Which movie?
The one that's on all of them.
And he's walking along, and then they got the barrel of a gun, and he swings around, and shoots, and then the blood comes down, and. You know, that one?
The music wasn't entirely identifiable. No, it's close, but we'll have another go at that. BFM, good morning.
Good morning. Does it go...
That's the bird song, and that's... I can see how you're a European fan would... You can see... Yeah, no. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah,
dum 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 dum. Sorry about that,
I was right. You know, people are really brave, aren't they, to ring up?
No, that's
sing.
Great. I think that's really great. Regardless. That's certainly correct, as the other two were not correct. What's going on here?
Sir? No, I had to ring up because the other two weren't correct.
Yeah, no. So you are correct, and you are a winner. You've won that DVD called Becoming Bond. Congratulations. Stay there, get your details. Awesome. Thank you very much. Thanks for participating, and thank you, Maria.
Welcome.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.